Wanting to Palisade boys basketball coaching position has been filled. Let's talk now with the new head coach, Drew Carlton. Coach, appreciate the time. Congrats on the new gig at Wanting to Palisade High School. Coach Gail Bly, we've talked to Coach Bly many occasions. Boy's been coaching for a long time and decided to step on down. And you applied for the position, and hats off. We're going to see you in the Bronco colors coming up next year. Congrats again.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it.
You've had some coaching. I do believe I was exchanging some message with Coach Mr. Frex yesterday while at the Hitchcock County track and field meet. You've had some coaching, I think, at Minden right now, some coaching over at Loomis. So tell us a little bit about your career a little bit.
I kind of fell into coaching, to be honest. I started out as a business education major at UNK, and I just saw something on a bulletin board. This was back before we had cell phones, and so I just tore a number off, and it led to a coaching job, and it went well, and I wound up deciding to make it a career. I switched my major to education, and wound up getting a teaching degree, and let's see, I have stops in Loup City, Loomis. Arcadia, Republic County, Kansas. Belleville, Kansas is where that school's located, and Kearney. I've been an assistant at Kearney High. I coached the freshmen there a few years back, and actually it's been many years. and most of my experience has been with girls. I stepped away. My daughter was really, basketball was her thing when she was in fourth grade, and getting eight to 10 games a year wasn't going to get her to where she wanted to be. And so, I created a travel team and so I stepped away from varsity coaching at that time. And we would travel all over the state really. And so, I really haven't coached varsity, and I'm trying to, I think it's been close to a decade now. And so, last year I helped with the eighth grade. I coached the eighth grade boys here at Minden, and that was fun, but I've always wanted to get back into it. And coaching's just been a passion of mine. And when I saw Wanita Palisade host their job, I thought, you know, that town with its reputation and just being known to support their athletics, I think that'd be a good fit. So I applied, and here we are.
No question. Got some great people, great coaches, administrators, teachers over at Wanita Palisade. We get a chance to talk to a lot of their coaches. Matt Cox, of course, with the girls, and right now with the track and field coaches. Coach Detker does a phenomenal job. Coach Frex, Coach Geyer, you've got a chance to talk, I'm sure, to talk to a few of those individuals. They got some great people over there, don't they?
Yes, they sure do. And the ones I've been able to have contact with thus far, that it's been wonderful. It's only confirmed my decision. And just to know that I'm going to a place that wants to compete, wants what's best for kids, and the town support is a big draw. And every conversation I have, it's done nothing but confirm that I made the right decision.
So I take it right now is after the decision, everything was approved, everything, now it's the time to find a house, don't you?
That's right. That's right. Hopefully we're gonna look at some properties here next week, and hopefully we find something that fills our needs.
Of course, I'm sure you're following high school basketball, the RPAC conference, we feel is a pretty good conference, and girls and boys athletics, doesn't matter fall, winter, or spring, and especially on the boys side, as you'll find out, and I know probably following along, got some great programs that your teams, you'll have a chance to coach in week out come to basketball season.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to competing in the conference, and geographically, you know, obviously we'll travel a little bit more than we would in other conferences, but I'm excited that it's a competitive conference, and you know, if anybody that comes out of that conference will be well equipped to compete at the state level. So I'm looking forward to that.
And of course, those summer months, Coach, are very, very important. Kids, get out, get a ball in your hands, get in the gym, and shoot a lot, dribble a lot, working your skills. The summer months are important for you.
Yep, I've been echoing just that as much as I can. I haven't been able to have a face-to-face with the boys yet. But that'll be coming shortly. And yeah, exactly that. That's the message that I'd like to reiterate to everybody each and every time I see them. And, you know, repetition would be wonderful. And just anytime we can, if, you know, I spent my whole summers, you know, basketball was kind of my thing. I was better at baseball, but basketball was my love. And anytime you saw me dribbling around, you know, or anywhere, going to the store, I was dribbling a basketball. And so I would hope that a lot of the kids that I'll be coaching have that kind of passion, that kind of drive, and they want to get that many repetitions throughout the summer as well.
Coach, we'll be looking forward to talking to you a lot. Come basketball season, congrats on the new position. We sure appreciate the time again.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.